Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. It's Anita, and this is Ramble. So, yeah, I know it's tomorrow's, well, Sunday is Mother's Day. So, for all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. It's that time of year. And for all my friends who are teachers and listeners who are teachers in America, because I don't know if other countries. Hi, Canada. Hi, United Arab Emirates and India. I don't know if you guys have teacher appreciation this week. I apologize for not looking it up, but to all the teachers who listen to my show, thank you for doing an amazing job, because frankly, that takes a level of commitment that I've attempted to teach. I got scared. So you're amazing at your job, and thank you so much for teaching and having the patience to stay in that field. And you're underpaid, not appreciated, and you should be appreciated more than how you're appreciated by government and stuff. So this episode actually came up because of a conversation I had with one of my friends about dishes. I don't know if you read the summary, but it's true. We had some other discussion. I was like looking at some dishes, and I was like, oh, I hate doing dishes. Like, that's my chore that I'm like, I really, really don't. Because it's like, as soon as it starts, it's over, you got to set it. I'd rather scrub a bathroom than to deal with a dish. And she really changed my view. And she was like, it's calming. I'm like, what? And she's a Taurus, so, you know, they're balanced out Pisces. They're one of those signs that does that. And I was like, what? You're serious? And she's like, yes, it's a way to meditate because you're standing still and you're doing something. I was like, and I'm very much a walk around type of person. Like, I'm walking around now, and I had a very rude potential customer. I was talking to them while walking, and they were like, can you call me back when you're sitting? Now, it's not like I was walking outside. I was actually walking in a quiet place. But they were like, call me. Yeah, no. So it made me think. I've never thought of doing dishes like that. Like, my hands are moving, but I'm keeping still, but I'm concentrating. Now, after that epiphany, what else have I been wrong about? What else do I need to change my perspective? And, yeah, I did have a moment of change in perspective and balance on the episode about the Trump supporter from a few years ago. So if you guys would like to check it out, I can look up what episode it is. And me and the person, we came away with different views. And I was like, wow. And her saying that, which is also a shout out to this episode title, is a shout out to the title of the U.S. greatest, George Michael greatest hits. Well, technically, Wham! They had a song about a different color. And, yeah, it was the one in the white room. And it just... Okay, so it was the episode on June 18th, 2017. So that was episode 57, a millennial black female and a baby boomer Trump supporter. So if you want to check it out, going back to the episode about different views, if you'd like to check it out, again, it is ELVII, because, you know, and I explained this on my 100th episode about, and that was the chair in the background, using Roman numerals to label my episodes. So, yes, that is episode 57, a black millennial female and a baby boomer Trump supporter. That episode was on June 18th, 2017. So, yeah, if you want to check it out, because we found common ground. And in this case, this was the antithesis of, yeah, it was. Sort of, kind of. And I just wonder, what else have I been? I remember Kev on stage made a comment about Brussels sprouts are nothing more than little cabbages. That was a different view. And maybe I was wrong about everything. And I'm looking up that way. I'm sorry. I should have looked it up sooner because it wasn't earworm in my head. And by the way, my voice is going in and out because I've got allergies. Okay. So it is from the music from The Edge of Heaven, which was like the last album Wham did together. In some places, it actually has a different title. But I'm a huge George Michael fan, even though I did not buy this album. So, okay. So, yeah. In America, it was in other territories, because it was released in Japan and North America. But in other territories, it was called, there was an album called The Finale listed instead. And, yeah, if you ever get the chance to listen to A Different Corner, it's a really good song. It's on his Ladies. It's also on George Michael's Ladies and Gentlemen. Present the best of George Michael. Yeah, and it also has that song Outside, and I've been playing this album to death. It's on the, I think it's the last song on the ballot part, because I did upload it to my music collection, so it's with this out of order. So yeah, Ladies and Gentlemen, Ladies and Gentlemen, the best of George Michael. He actually went back to Sony for this. And I'm making this reference because I'm not sure if a lot of my listeners remember how in the early 90s he sort of, maybe this was like the burn off album for Sony, but he did go back to Sony. But anyway, music fact, early 90s, George Michael, after the release of Listen Without Prejudice, sued Sony because he felt like they didn't do the job of promoting that album, but then he didn't really do his job because there was no, that was, okay, let me put it like this. That was the album that had his song with Freedom 90, with like Naomi Campbell and the boombox blowing up and Cindy Crawford. So, yes. So, that album, he wasn't in any of the videos. It had like two songs released from it. It was a complete 180 from Faith. Again, he was setting a jacket on fire, and with the whole jukebox blowing up, which is a reference to that Faith era is gone. So Sony got mad. Well, he got mad at Sony. He's like, you didn't do your job. And Sony's like, yeah, we did. You didn't do yours. So it went to court. It was an international case. Big deal. So he was in the wrong. Then he ended up going to Virgin. And that's why one of his songs afterwards, he's like, has borderline trademark infringement. But again, random facts, and I've had people make fun of me because I will give random facts about it, but I'm a fan of George Michael, and I like a lot of the musical artists on Sony. And I also like PlayStations, but when it comes to their headphones and their Walkman, which they invented in the 80s, they didn't really work with me. So, but their earbuds have gotten better with time. Okay, so that disc one is For the Heart, and it was not the last song on it. It was track 14, but when I uploaded it, it was, oh, no, okay. So I'm Googling this because, frankly, okay, yeah, okay. So it was track 14 out of 15, A Different Corner. I didn't upload track 15 because, frankly, I didn't, and I ended up missing a lot of songs, like Cowboys and Angels, which I started listening to when he died. I don't know if you listened to my George Michael episode, but again, I'm just on this tangent. But the show's name Rambles, and the George Michael episode was a little after he died, and at the end of Christmas 2016. That was his last Christmas. I know that's a bad joke, but really, he had a song called Last Christmas. A huge fan, but I'm going to say the joke. He had a sense of humor. He was one of the first people on Carpool Karaoke, so he understands. And yes, that was the episode actually on New Year's Day 2017. So I was not wrong. So anyway, a lot of things I may have been wrong about. And like I just said about the songs, you know, I was wrong about the other songs that I didn't upload. There have been times when I've listened to albums for years, and in that case, I had that album for 13 years before I finally listened to Cowboys and Angels, and now it's like, that's my favorite song from For the Heart. And I still don't like his version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Another thing I was wrong about, like it's all outside, I never thought about that one. With the For the Feet part, which is disc two of that album, it took me a while to listen to Spinning the Wheel or Fast Love, which is, again, a song I love now, or his version of Killer, the Seal song, mixed with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I finally listened to it when I renewed my Apple Music collection. I was like, I love this song. I was so wrong. And even his version of Somebody to Love with Queen, I was like, this was really good. And the most normal reference of having a different perspective, the easiest one, food. People are so, and it's not just Americans, because everybody's like, oh, that's such an American thing. Nope. People will be stuck with what foods they eat. Like, okay, I only want, especially little kids, like, I only want to eat peas. Peas all day, every day. Oh, my gosh. And sometimes they grow out of it, and sometimes they don't. Or I only want to stick with my territory's food because that's what I grew up with. But then when you leave, it's like, that's part of adulthood, is growing up and realizing there are certain things I was wrong about and being able to admit I was wrong. I should have tried this sooner. And usually when you try something sooner and it works, you're like, why didn't I try this sooner? And even when you try something and it's wrong, it's still a lesson, because you realize, oh, this wasn't as bad as, yeah, it was bad, but I at least can now say this is why it's bad, not because of my preconceived view, no, because of my experience. Like with this, with some of my, well, nope, I can't even say with some of my, I should have just followed my instinct with them. But with food, even me and cooked carrots, that's another example. I don't like cooked carrots. It is no secret. That is one of my big three no foods. Cotton candy is still number one. Captain Crunch is too sweet. It makes me sick. But then cooked carrots. Finally, in like 2011, I experienced them with coconut milk with some Caribbean, West Indian food, I think. It was Puerto Rico, but it was somewhere in the West Indies. A former friend made it, and I was like, this is good. It really was. Now, I'll eat cooked carrots if it's in carrot cake. Okay, ooh, carrot cheesecake sounds so good. And I had that different perspective. I also had a different perspective on, I got the 90-second mark, but anyway, I'm talking about food. So when it comes to them being pureed, it's like, oh, this tastes like a dip. That changed my views on it. Well, somewhat. I still, if it's straight, I still want to, like, pick them out of my food. But I was finding, I found a different way to eat them. And it felt really good. And going back to the dishes, my friend saying that made me realize, oh, okay, this is a chance to meditate. And when I'm not punching something, I can let go of the venting by scrubbing. I get to do something. And I never would have had that perspective without my friend telling me that. And that's a wonderful thing. And also, I was open to listening to that different view. It really helped to an extent. I mean, if you're like building up, it's like, oh, my God. But for now, it's like, oh, okay. I don't want to just be like, oh, my gosh, this. But now it's like, oh, okay, I can handle this. And it's not as bad as I thought. So, yeah, this has been Rambles. I'm Anita. And thank you guys, teachers, everyone for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.